back to this week's episode of Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cassidy.
Hello, Cassidy.
Hi, Corinne.
And everyone out there in...
How are you doing today?
Podcast world. I'm okay. I've had a little bit of anxiety this week. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like there's a hair in my throat. I'm not kidding.
This is the second podcast with you with your hair.
No. No, it's like a weird feeling in the back of my throat. Like there's like a string of hair just dangling there. There's not.
I'm going to get... Do you know the absolute disgust I have?
Mm-mm. With hair?
It's gross. No, like I...
You two probably fucking shed more than a goddamn dog your long, beautiful hair.
Let me...
You
this
don't?
This is so in the direction that I was not planning
no,
on going.
No, it's not, but we might as well just get it over with. What are you talking about?
If there's any kind of like hair, like surrounding any kind of like food, beverage...
Oh, absolutely.
I am like to the point where I have to like excuse myself and possibly vomit.
Do you remember when... Should I say it?
What?
When we were on your yacht two summers ago.
Don't say it. Well, you can say it, but don't say it.
And...
Because that was terrible.
Our lovely coworker... made a macaroni salad. I'm like, wow, this is the most, I had like five White Claws deep.
I'm
feeling it like in the sun. This is the most delicious macaroni salad I ever had in my life. And also I look over and like Sam's looking at me. And I'm like, what the fuck are you looking at? And she's like, there's dog hair.
No.
In the macaroni salad. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Can I tell you?
I'm like, I just had a pint of this delicious macaroni salad.
A pint.
And I looked closely and sure enough, because the dogs probably fucking helped make it. Scattered.
Well,
little particles.
I can deal with that more than I can deal with a human hair. I'm not kidding.
Are you fucking kidding?
Okay. Quick story. I got lunch one year. Years ago when I had my photography studio. I got lunch. We got it from a bagel
place. Do people know about that?
I don't know.
That your ass used to be a photographer?
Yeah, I was a photographer. But I was like, I didn't
Corinne
do...
does it all.
I do it all. No, I don't do photography anymore. I did like boudoir branding photography. I really loved it. But then when I opened up the shop, I thought I was going to go back to it and I didn't because I had no freaking time.
Yeah.
I really thought that I was going to be able to do everything, but clearly can't. So anyway, we get lunch from the deli. I order like, I think
I got like goosebumps.
Like
literally.
Chicken cutlet on a roll. It was something like random, but just something super basic.
Simple, delicious.
Simple, delicious. Absolutely loved it. So I open up, this thing is wrapped twice, by the way, not once, you know, like it has like the little thin wax and then it has
the big mama wax
yeah.
and then was in like a foil and then a brown
yeah,
paper
exactly.
bag. So
it was
shit.
Like wrapped up like four knocks in there. Okay. I open it up. It's me, the girl that works next door. She ordered with us because I was like really good friends with her. And then the guy that was like my business partner. And I open up my sandwich and I literally look and I don't know why I opened up the roll. I have no effing
God,
clue.
Because God told you.
Because God was like,
God's
look
like,
inside your sandwich.
Open the roll, Corinne.
And I was like.
Wax up and look. And how big was it?
It was literally wrapped around.
Oh!
I was like so sick to my stomach. Even thinking about it now, my gag reflex is like triggered right now. So wait. I call up the place, the bagel place, and I go, ma'am.
The sandwich had a blowout, not just a fucking little strand of hair.
It was like a full, she goes, we delivered it next door. Maybe they opened it and did something to it. I go, ma'am, ma'am.
You had to open this fucking sandwich up with the jaws
you know,
of life.
Have you ever opened a deli sandwich before? There's no fucking way you're ever getting that thing closed the
no.
way that they closed
no.
it originally.
Never,
never.
Never.
The folds don't match. Nothing
They're
matches
actually,
up.
It's beautiful.
It's
how
a fucking
do that?
Science.
How do they do
I don't know.
That?
We need to have a deli guy on you here one time and tell us how they fucking Come
Welcome
on and
back.
Tell us.
Welcome back to Thick and Tired. We got Sal with...
Sell
with Samuel Deli down the block. Come on in. What the fuck?
I want to know
a
how
riveting
they do
first
it.
Guess. No, but there must be a machine.
It's not. It's people. It's like a taut thing. I'm telling you. And I was like, ma'am, there's no way that anybody opened this sandwich and wrapped it back so beautifully. So you're telling me, I literally said to her, I was arguing with her. I'm like, you're telling me that someone opened my sandwich. The girl next door, who's my friend, opened my sandwich,
wrapped
took a piece of her hair out of her head, wrapped it around my chicken cutlet, and then put it back in and wrapped it so perfectly that I would never know.
So what are they? They give you fucking money back?
No. Nothing. Literally nothing. I was basically like, fuck off. I'll never order from you again. I've never ordered. They actually changed hands and a new person owns it. I absolutely will not order from them. No way. I do have another weird story.
About hair? Food.
No.
Is this another like weird fucking phobia of yours?
No. Well.
Tell me.
When I was in high school, I used to get chicken salad on roll because it was like, to me, it was like the safest thing at the school, or like pizza, but I used to get chicken salad. So I went up to the lunch people, got my sandwich, came back, sat down, took a bite of my sandwich, and my sandwich bit back. Like, it was like, thing, and it like...
What was in it?
So I literally went to the lunch lady because I was like a smart ass. I literally went to the lunch lady. I was like, excuse me. I was like, there is a rubber in my sandwich.
Like a condom?
I thought it was a condom. She's like, that's not possible. So she takes my sandwich and she opens up. She's like, that's someone's thumb. It was like the thumb of like a glove. One of the lunch ladies was missing it. When I tell you, I mean snap back. Like, achoo, like a fucking rubber band. Amazing. I have the weirdest shit happen to me with food. Like, I should be like 100 pounds soaking wet. Like, I should not even eat. Jesus
Christ. Did you have the macaroni salad that day on your yacht?
No. I very rarely eat things that people make.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know about that and you just let me devour it that day?
No, I did not. I had no clue. That's just my own. I have to like really... I would eat at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I've eaten things that Sam makes things I'll eat. But there's certain things that I'm just like... I'm very weird. There's certain restaurants that I won't eat at. Because I'm like, this is just... I will not eat here. I think it runs in my family because I think my aunt on my father's side has like a very similar thing where she won't eat out. And I'm like, it's some sort of like, I just get very grossed out very easily. And I'm like, I just don't want to vomit on anybody's table.
Do you know that my neighbor's dad works for the health, like the health whatever, and the
Please
shit that
we used
to hear?
Please tell me he doesn't tell you anything.
No, like my sister used to tell me some stuff. And I would be like, okay, well, I'm never going to that place again. Like the shit he used to see.
Yeah, I don't want to know things.
No, I don't want to know
things
either.
Like, I don't want to know anything about, like,
because when you think about it, like, how fucking clean can it really be? You know what I mean? And, like, how do we know that every motherfucker is washing their hands in that bathroom?
You don't.
You're fucking right.
You don't. Did you ever see that movie Waiting?
Was that with Keanu Reeves?
No, it's with Ryan Reynolds.
Yes,
that movie's fucking disgusting.
Rob watches,
I bet you Rob loves that movie.
Yeah, because Rob used to be a manager at Blockbuster, so
he likes all those stupid fucking movies. Just from being in like retail, and I know like obviously restaurants is not the same, but I love the dynamic between the people.
Yes,
and I'm like, this is such a great.
Wasn't Keanu Reeves in that? He played like the guy that really wanted to excel. Yes, he was.
No,
John,
I don't
look
think
it up.
He
the
is.
Waiter. Waiter. Is that what
Waiting.
It's called?
It's
Waiting?
It's called Ryan Reynolds and like Anna, what's her name? Anna Faris is in
you
it.
You know some shit went down at like Chili's with all the young kids working at it back in the day.
Could you imagine like Bennigan's? Does anyone even know what Bennigan's is?
What is that?
It's like Houlihan's, which you probably don't know either.
I know Houlihan's.
Oh my God. Houlihan's shrooms. Outrageous. Anyway.
Houlihan's germs?
Shrooms. Germs.
Shrooms? Like
they're
drugs?
Like these big... First of all, there's one Houlihan's left on Long Island, and I will Uber this shit to come to my house. It's in Farmingdale.
Yes, on Route 110.
It's delicious. I love it. We love Houlihan's.
Yeah,
but we used to go to the one by the Smith Haven Mall all the time.
You're conscious about where you're going to go eat fucking Houlihan's?
Sorry. I love Houlihan's, and don't tell me anything bad about it. I just want the mushroom. It's a giant mushroom like this big, and it has some delicious sauce inside, and that's all I eat from there. No, it's delicious.
Is it like a stuffed mushroom where you like cut it and this shit comes out of it?
I'm Italian. Of course I love stuffed mushrooms.
No, I mean, but I just picture this like...
No, it doesn't like ooze out of it like that. It's just a stuffed mushroom.
All right. Anyway, I guess
get that for dinner tonight.
I guess... Speaking of... Close your hands right now and order 3 mushrooms. All right. I guess we'll get into the fucking podcast now that we learned. You think I'm fucking weird with my phobias. You over there.
I don't... I can't. It's disgusting. Yucky.
My brother.
It gives me the ick.
I'm one of 5, 4 girls, 1 boy. And my brother has like a big phobia about hair because like he grew up, like all our hair was all over the place. Which like, yeah, like girls, our hair falls out.
I don't, it's not like if I see it. It's like if it's like No. Like, if it's, like, by my feet.
Yeah, but you have primarily females living in your house. You're telling me that you don't see hair in the kitchen?
No. I mean, yeah, but if I see, like, a piece of hair, I'm going to remove it. If it's in my food, I'm not fucking eating.
Oh, no, of course. No, of course not.
Yeah, I don't have a phobia of the actual hair. I have a phobia of hair by my food.
No, I get it. I think everyone does.
It's an absolute... I will throw up. Like, I'm not kidding. I will literally vomit.
Literally.
Literally.
I will literally.
Literally.
Anyway.
Whatever, leave me alone.
All right, let's talk about bridal industries.
I guess.
We should just have an episode one day where we just go off and just talk about anything. Fuck the bridal industry.
Who cares?
Fuck it.
Just buy a dress. Get over it.
We want to do some designers. You're a
bride. Oh, well.
Okay. You're a bride. Good for you. Go fuck yourself.
No.
Go on to the next Wait, can we talk about our dream dress project for a second?
Yeah,
you can. Because I think about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Submissions, we're getting more in.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The girls started reaching out. We
have girls coming up in April, yeah.
Oh, in April.
Yeah. We were trying to get people in for March, but it was tight.
It's going to be, you know what, with this, it's logistically, it's got to be tough. Because yes. We're getting a lot of...
Out-of-state people.
But we have a lot of out-of-state people that come and buy dresses from us anyway. So, of course, we're going to get a lot of submissions.
Almost 50% of our business. It's so funny when girls come in and they're at the register. Oh, my God, I'm showing my age. At the counter in the front. And they go... I say, oh, I'm like, are you local? Like, are you going to be using our seamstress? Like, what have you? And then they go, oh, I'm not local. I live in, like,
Georgia.
Know. No. They're like, I'm not local. I live in, like, Levittown. I'm like, girl, if you're anywhere in the tri-state area, that's local, by the way, for us.
I'm not local. I live in East Meadow.
Yeah. She's like, it's 40 minutes for me to get here. I'm like, okay. Because there's people flying in, by the way.
Literally. From Georgia, right? And... Like the Carolinas and stuff.
I have to ask you a question. Again, completely. It's bridal related, but not bridal related. Because it kind of goes to this like travel situation. Me, I kind of like to stay around my home base. But at one time, I definitely did go. Like if there was a store at Roosevelt Field, I didn't care. Let's go to Queens. Let's go somewhere to like go wherever. Brooklyn. I don't care what it is. Out east. I didn't care what direction I was going in. But I do notice if you're from the west...
What do you
Long
mean?
Island.
Okay, which is?
Nassau.
Yeah, Nassau
even,
County.
Even Western Suffolk or like really into Nassau. People don't want to travel east because they're like, oh my God, that's so far.
So it's so funny because
east will travel west.
I'm a Nassau County girl. Mm-hmm. And I said, growing up,
Shore,
I will
Suffolk
never
County.
Fucking move to Suffolk. Fuck Suffolk. Trash. Like, I was that bitch.
Trash.
I was that Nassau County 516 awful human being.
A shock.
And now that I'm in Suffolk, Babylon, Western Suffolk. I will never fucking move back to Nassau.
Yeah, that's like Western Suffolk.
When I go to visit my parents or my sisters in Nassau, I'm like, am I in fucking Bushwick, Brooklyn right now? I'm like, I can't find a parking spot. I'm literally in my parents' kitchen and then also can like look into my neighbor's bathroom. Everything's like stacked right on top of each other. And I just can't stand it. I think it's too much. But in what you're saying, I remember... Growing up in Nassau County, there was a Torrid right by me at the, the Sunrise Mall. And I think I would have traveled. I would have went out east. Suffolk used to scare me because I used to think it's like...
Farm country?
Farm country and deers and like fox.
I'm not going to lie. I have foxes. We have deer on my block. Oh my God.
Oh, here we go.
My eye's twitching.
The fucking eye thing.
No, we're fine. Keep going.
No, but and that's so weird because like I'd rather travel out east than ever go out west. Like I will tell.
So you're
I don't
like
take weddings.
The opposite.
I don't take weddings in New York anymore or Brooklyn. I rather eat shit than do
so
that.
So you're not taking boroughs. You're not taking borough weddings.
I'm a Long Island girl.
You're a Long Island girl.
I don't have to be anything else but a Long Island girl at this point. Yeah.
Can I say I feel like you have enough business where like you don't need to like.
I don't.
You can pick and choose who you want to go to, and that's awesome. But it's just like I just find that funny that like. It's always the people that are coming from, like, Nassau. Usually, like, not even that deep. Like, I don't consider, like, Levittown, Seaford. We're not talking, like, Queens.
Why do you say
here.
It like that? Levittown.
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 Levittown. It's literally spelled Levittown.
I know, but you say Levittown.
Levitt?
It's Levittown. Levittown.
I used to live there. What the fuck is the difference?
Levittown.
Levittown.
But you like Levittown. No, Levittown. Levittown. That's like people like, oh, I'm from How do you say Huntington? Do you say Huntington?
I just say Huntington.
Yeah, so it's a Levittown.
It's like Huntington.
Yeah.
Huntington?
Yeah. Fuck.
Levittown?
Levittown, not Levittown.
Like, I don't know. It's just
Levittown. It's Levittown. Do you know what I'm saying?
Fucking say Aquabog.
Aquabog. Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to see if you'd say it.
Anyway. let's talk about how some designers promote inclusive collections, but really only go up to a size 20-24. Please explain to everybody. Bridal sizing is small.
Can run 2 to 4 sizes.
So if you are a size 12, which is 12-14, which is like the average American female, right?
Well, like actually, the average American is like a 16.
Okay, so let's say you're a size 16 woman.
Yeah.
Did I word that right?
I don't really know.
Say you're a size 16 female, and you're gonna go wedding dress shopping.
Yes.
Buck up, because you'll probably be a size 22.
So 16, you're right? Probably gonna be like a size, yeah, like a 20. It depends on the designer. More high end, more couture designers could run a little bit differently, but like your basic run of the mill everyday.
The high end couture designers aren't having plus size. Well, let's be honest.
So I mean, there are some that do. I can't name any right now, but there are some that like go up higher than the 22s, but. Like, it could fluctuate depending on the, like, we've had girls come in here and they'd be like, oh, just order me that Essence dress because I'm, like, a 22 in Maggie. Just order me the 22. And I was like, all right, well, that's not going to work for Essence because you might be a different size than them, so I have to measure you.
I remember when I used to work on the floor here, we would have to measure, and they actually, you literally have size charts for each designer.
Has their own individual size charts.
Let's just say, so Essence of Australia is also Martina Liana. Who do they have? Eva Milady. Right,
no.
But we don't have. Yes, but that is part of Essence, I think.
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought it was.
Stella York. Martina Liana and Essence of Australia.
Right. They, although it's like the same parent company, all different size charts.
Yes.
Which I wonder why.
I don't carry the. Well, I don't know about Essence. I think that it could be, but I'm really not sure. I don't carry the other two brands. For Maggie Sotero, Midgley, Maggie, and Rebecca Ingram are all the same size chart.
Oh, okay.
For the one designer.
Yeah.
So I can't talk to the Essence because I don't carry the other two.
Are you having a stroke? No, I'm like trying to yawn, but I don't want to yawn in the camera. And I don't want you to think I'm bored of your conversation, because I'm not bored of your conversation. I just had to yawn. I'm overthinking it. Do you notice that in some of these designers... Do you notice that in some of these designers' campaigns, you don't see any plus size models? Or their plus size is like a...
It's like a 16 fit model.
Like a girl with like some titties, yeah.
Yeah, it's
like
not...
Like they're
it's
all
not like,
fit models. Like not...
Yeah. You know. You're not going to... I don't want to say you're not going to see, but I find it hard when I'm watching the different shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't see like 24, 26, 28. Like I don't see any girls of that size. Right. And the thing is, can I tell you, our average size in the store used to be a 26, but now it's a 24. So let's just for hypothetically say 24 or 26. That's the average size. I don't see a lot of girls in the runway at that size.
No, absolutely not.
Nope.
No.
Nope. It's really sad.
100%. And I feel like a lot of other dress shops, they won't carry. Like I won't.
This all has to do with like that fat tax thing, though. I know you don't like the word. I know you don't like.
I don't like
the word
fat. I hate it.
Why don't you like?
Because you're not fat. You have fat. Skinny people have fat.
That's skinny fat.
No, that's there. Everyone has fat, but if you're plus size or heavier, you just have more of it. So you're not. That's not like a. What is that? A verb? Like you're not a verb. You know what I mean? Like.
But so you will never refer to yourself like you won't be like, oh my god, I have a fat ass.
No.
I'm not saying you have a fat ass. I'm saying
you are, like, bitch. You're calling me a fat ass.
No, I'm not. Sit down. Shut up.
Sit down and shut up.
Like, I will be like, oh my god, like, let me move my fat ass. You know what I mean? Or something like that. So, will you not use the word fat at all? Because listen, I'm going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
Like influencers, it's kind of like
it.
A division
I
here.
Hate it.
Some people are like, it's not a bad word. I personally, I'm not bothered by it.
It's not a bad word. I just don't like it.
You don't like it.
No, I think
you don't want to use it.
No, I don't want
to
use it.
I mean, you don't have to, obviously.
Yeah,
everyone's entitled to their own
and
shit.
Honestly, when people say it, I get like, I'm like, this is just so cringy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I said why. I said I just think it's like stupid.
Yeah.
Because it has a negative
connotation.
So are
you like, hold on, let me move my plus size butt out of here?
I mean, I say fucking a lot. Like, it'll mean my fucking ass out of here. Like, I don't, like...
Oh, you don't refer to it as size. But, like, even, like, someone that... all right. I'll give you that.
I just don't like it. And when I hear influencers do it, I'm just like, what are you trying to do? Like, you're just trying to get fucking attention?
I don't think it's an attention thing. I think in my mind, like, when I hear people say it or when I hear people talk about the word fat, I feel like the influencers are trying to... mainstream it, like, to be like, this isn't a bad word, you can have fat.
Yeah, it's not a bad, and no, you're
not,
right,
not use the word, like, it's not a bad, like, people have used it in a derogatory way, and that I don't agree with.
People
obviously
are using it like it's their, it's like their complete identity, and it's not. Like, you are not fat, you just have more fat have on fat. Your body than some other people.
Okay,
you know what I mean? And
see,
like,
it's so funny, because, like, when I think about it, like, you have fat, that bothers me more.
Why?
Everyone
weird?
Has. I don't
know
why.
You have to have fat on your body. Some people have, like...
Yeah. And there's good fat and bad fat.
Avocados and nuts.
I got a lot of good fat.
Like, I don't know. It just bothers me. It just, like, when I see it, like, when I hear, like, an info, I'm just like, next. Like, get the fuck out of here, you know?
Wow. I was just curious because I've, like, never, you know, we've never really, like, sat down and talked to anyone that, like...
Right. Because okay, I'm not, because that's just, not your whole identity. Why does it have to be, why do you have to say that? Like, why can't influencers be out there and not, like, I don't know. Like, why do you have to, like, say that?
I think a thing now, and, I mean, I thought this before 2025 because we're, like, fresh into the year. And the past couple of years, I think that, like, people...
I fucking hate that coffee. I'm sorry.
You
go
need
ahead.
To stop at Starbucks before you
come. I had a Celsius this morning. I had a Celsius this morning because I just wasn't in the mood for coffee.
You look like you're going to cry.
No, I'm not going to fucking cry. I had a Celsius this morning because I wasn't in the mood for coffee. And then I was like, you know what? I need a little pick-me-up because I need to get in a silly mood for this.
Yeah.
There was no more cocaine in the back.
How to get rid of it.
Just kidding.
Now we're going to get raided. You can come and look.
Yeah, no, so I just, I don't like that word. I remember we had somebody here that worked on our social media years ago, and I fucking hated how she was always...
I just think that, like, I don't even remember where I was going with that other conversation with the, within this year. I don't remember because my brain is
fried. Yeah, what are you going to fucking say? 2025?
I don't even remember. What?
Can you believe it's already March 18th?
Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Did you do anything?
It'll be, I cooked and the kids, like, pick at it.
You did the corned beef?
I did. I did the corned beef.
You should have made the Reubens. I love Reubens.
So, so I don't like sauerkraut. That's disgusting. But I like cabbage. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's
and I like
trash.
Coleslaw. I do not like sauerkraut, but that's because it's pickled.
What?
Sauerkraut.
It's I like sauerkraut on a Reuben.
No.
Put a little hair in there. Mm.
Shut up!
How are alterations going?
I can't.
How are our alterations going?
Alterations are going well.
Yeah, how's Sam doing down the block?
It's busy. She's over there busy making clothes. Mm-hmm. Still working on the line, mm-hmm. which we'll discuss in the later podcast.
Yes.
But things are going well.
Things are moving along.
Things are moving along, yeah. We do have quite a few girls that have lost, like, a tremendous amount of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now we have Ozempic. We have girls.
Wegovy.
You know what's really funny?
What?
This dawned on me the other day. And I don't hear a lot of girls coming in anymore being like, I had gastric.
Yes.
It's all I have the shot.
Yeah.
It's a shot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there a pill too?
What do you think about that? I don't. Wegovy and. Is it Wegovy a pill or is it a shot?
I don't know. I'm not. I have not familiarized myself with the ins and outs of the.
I cannot speak on that topic because I'm not educated. Do you have any opinions on it straight off the bat?
For me, it's not a direction that I would want to go through at this time.
So fucking PC.
I'm very weird with, this is going to sound so stupid, and I know if this ever hit Instagram, people are going to be like, oh, we're going to shove a fucking whatever bullshit food in your throat, but you won't take a pill like that or a shot. I'm very weird with medications.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh my God, what if I get... And I know people out there are like, oh, she's overweight. They do it on all the Insta twats are always like, you should go on a diet, do Weight Watchers, do this, do that. You're unhealthy. And I'm like, girl, try I'll show you my works. Blood work. I'll show you. I don't have diabetes. I'm not pre-diabetic.
No, yeah.
You know, it's really funny. A lot of my issue, and I've seen doctors about this, a lot of it's hormonal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like an overeater. Like I don't go home and eat like 1,000 donuts. It's just not my thing. I've never been like that.
I would love 1,000 donuts right now.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love a donut. But like Ash Gianna, like they'll get like crumble. And you know, crumble.
I never
Chip
had
City.
Crumble. Oh wait, my friend,
crumble's overrated.
My best
I don't
friend
care.
Steph
I'm so
gave
sorry
me
to
crumble.
Everyone else. Chip City's far superior.
I've never had Chip City.
Chip
I never
City's
heard
good.
Chip City.
So me, they have like a cookie cutter that cuts the cookies into like 8 pieces.
Yeah.
And or 6, whatever the hell it is. And I will eat like the little quarter and I'm like, okay, that's good enough for me. Because I don't really, I'm off, like I'm trying not to eat a lot of sugar.
Oh yeah.
So like I'm very conscious about these things and medication is a fear for me.
Yeah.
Like when I have to go to the doctor, they're there's like, oh, we'll give you like a Percocet or a I'm like, absolutely not. Just give me like extra strength Tylenol.
I know some people like that too. After like a C-section, my friends, some of our friends are like, we don't take that shit. We just do right to Motrin.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay,
ibuprofen.
Good for you.
Give me like the 800 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. Pop
I mean,
for
listen,
Advil.
If it's really bad and I would, you know, I've never had to do, knock on wood, anything like crazy.
What do you mean?
Like of surgery where I was in like complete pain, but it scares the living shit out of me.
Yeah.
To
no, I get it.
Put something in my body that
I've
honestly,
heard stories.
People
I've heard,
don't know.
People
yet,
don't know. I've heard stories.
I've
like
heard people. Some people have such great, like
yeah,
they're
but
having
like
tremendous.
There's always there's always shit that comes with that shit. Just fucking
other people like no, my experience is terrible. I'm sick. My
I
stomach
mean,
is killing me.
Like
I already have a shitty stomach.
You know, yeah, we know that.
No pun intended.
First day I come and meet Corinne. It was like the first time.
No,
the first month I was working here. She goes in the fucking closet and starts chugging a bottle. I'm like, oh my God, is she a fucking alcoholic? I'm like, is this bitch a fucking alcoholic? It was Maalox.
It wasn't Maalox.
What was it? Mylanta.
No, it wasn't Maalox.
Yes, it was,
no,
bitch.
It was like an antacid, but it's from CVS, but it's like that. Yeah.
Just chugging it. And I was like.
Another thing I've been said.
I'm like, are you? We weren't like close back then. I was like, are you all right? Like, are you okay? I'm like, I just get some indigestion. She just goes in the back and fucking chugs.
I get these pockets of air bubbles in my chest that are so bad that I'm like doubled over. Yeah. I've seen doctors for it. They've checked me. I have like no, what is it, a hernia?
You're very chatty today. Like, so,
Gianna, just like, are you drunk?
No, what?
I don't even drink. I don't drink, by the way.
I do.
No, you don't. Barely.
Not like.
You're like a social drinker.
I'm a social drinker, not like every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I'll go out socially and have a glass of wine, mm-hmm. but am I chatty today?
Yeah.
Maybe
Gianna,
I feel like
is
I have
she
to
fucking chatty McChatty
going.
Today? Why am I not? Am I not?
No, you are.
Bitch. I put something on my Instagram the other day and it's like, okay, my wedding season. So my first wedding back is April 4th and then I have 42 weddings from then until December.
Yes.
And I put a thing on my story like, oh, wedding season's coming. Ask me what's on your mind. What do you got? Like,
oh, good.
Tell me anything. One of my brides wrote, starting to have dress regret. I don't know what to do. And I was like, fuck. I was like,
Stop shopping. That's what you do.
But here's the thing. No, but some people aren't shopping. So, like, listen, you're a bride-to-be. You're going to be following a lot of bridal wedding influencers, Instagram accounts. You're going to see shit, right? Like, you're going to see content creators, and people are naturally going to be, it's going to be like brides and dresses.
Yes.
You know? And, like, what if you're just scrolling and you, like, you see, like, you know, you just fall into that hole where, like, oh, my God, I love that dress. What's that designer? Let me look at the tags. Oh, it's this designer. And you pop up on there. So I think it's inevitable. I think you find a dress and you love it. Obviously, you pick the dress for a reason.
Right.
But say you stop shopping and you're just living and scrolling, which everyone scrolls now on social media, and dresses pop up and shit. Like, how do you avoid that? I feel like we got married 2019, right?
Yes,
and like
COVID.
I feel like content creators weren't a huge thing back then. So I feel like more.
Not for plus size girls.
No.
That was like, it was very few and far between that you
right.
were finding that online.
But in general, I feel like content creators are exposing.
Well, it's like a, you know, like everyone wants to like beat the last guy.
Yeah.
We're going off topic.
We're recording right now. And so we were recording.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone's ringing off the motherfucking hook.
The phone's ringing off the hook. We have a sign on the door. And then, but why not knock on the door? But there's a sign, right?
Why do that? Why do that?
It's been a half hour if you're out to lunch. Are the girls here not allowed to leave the building to go get something to eat? Stop being so fucking entitled. People are allowed to have a life when they're at work. We're allowed to take a lunch break. Let me tell you, this is why I'm heated right now.
She is heated.
I'm fucking heated. I was at Nancy's funeral. Everyone that doesn't know, Nancy was my sister-in-law. She passed away in 2019, tragically. I had the shop at that time. And there was a girl, a bride, where there was an issue with her dress. But her wedding was maybe like, I don't know, 3 months out from where we were. Right. And we were getting things together to, there was a situation. And she called the shop. And I remember Andrea talked to her on the phone and told her, I'm so sorry. The owner isn't in right now. Her sister-in-law had has passed away and she's not going to be in. She was like, today is the wake. And she literally said to Andrea, you need to get her out of that wake to come outside and talk to me. I shit you not. Yeah, I believe swear it. On everything. I had to leave the wake to come outside to call this girl. And I said to her, ma'am, I'm at a wake. And she was like, I don't care. And I'm very sorry for your loss, but this is more important. You need to put shit into perspective.
What did you say?
I was like, I literally, well, I kind of just like cut her off. I was a brand new business owner. I couldn't say a lot. But I was like, I understand, but everything is being taken care of. There was no reason why you needed to speak to me at this specific moment. I'm allowed to have a life outside of working hours. This is completely over the line and an entitled situation. This did not happen once. This happened again at my grandmother's funeral. And then when I got on the phone, I was like, ma'am, again, I was like, I'm at my grandmother's wake in Florida, by the way. Full on. I'm outside while they're saying this, you know, like they do like the eulogy and stuff inside. They're all doing that. And I'm outside on the phone talking to this mother because she doesn't like the way that the jacket is laying on her daughter. Someone's knocking on the door. It's UPS.
He's Fuck, you're heated, man.
Because I don't know.
Entitlement culture is getting out of fucking control. It really, really, truly is.
Bunch of Karens.
It's really...
I would never.
No.
Never. No. You know who I talk shit about? The people that do stuff like this. If you're entitled, I'm talking shit about you.
Yeah.
But if you're like a normal human, I'm not saying a word.
No, it's bad.
It's really bad. I don't rat on businesses. I don't write bad reviews.
No.
I don't do... You have to do something so outrageous for me to go on and write a bad review on you. Mm-hmm. Like, it has to be so crazy
but
outrageous.
But even if someone does even do then, that, if even if something is out, I just... I won't even put it out there because I don't want that karma. Like,
that karma either. Nope.
At the end of the day, like, it is what it is. You just...
Sorry.
But then, like, as a business owner, a small business owner, we all just, like, you feel like your hands are tied because you're so scared
of
these
people. Yes, because you're afraid. Like,
people.
The lady... Yeah. We talked about the mom that literally threatened me and was like, if you don't give me this percentage off, I'm going to write a bad review about you. Really?
And
thank
people
you.
Know, as a small business owner, reviews are fucking everything. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. At this point, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not doing that anymore. I should have said to that woman, I went against my better judgment. And I should have said, ma'am, if you really feel that you need to take down a small business to get an extra 10% off your dress, then you know what? Go ahead. Right. Everybody gets 10% off.
That's right. Your phone, your
all our calls are recorded. So if you want to sound like a dick on our phone, go right ahead.
Bitches.
I'm mad.
Wow, Corinne.
I was chatty. Now I'm pissed.
Now you're fucking pissed.
Because
someone put a hair in your teeth?
Is nobody... I do keep tasting the shit.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The phone's ringing again.
Literally. Literally. Corinne, literally, infantilino. Literally, Polizzi Infantilino. Infantilino, that's your name.
They said that if you use the word literally a lot, it means you're uneducated.
Oh, makes sense.
That was so rude.
I'm just kidding. That was really bitchy.
That was really mean. Fucking Mean Girl.
Fucking Mean Girls.
I love that movie. What is happening to your...
I'm yawning. I'm just like I'm yawning today.
Open your mouth. I'm going to fucking throw sugar in there.
Wait. We got to talk about your order. Gianna ordered for you. I'm sitting there. I ordered my shit ass cold brew.
It's not sweet, by the way.
And Gianna's like, can I get a large... What was it? What kind of tea? What's the name of the tea?
Chamomile.
Can I get a large chamomile tea with as much sugar and honey as you could possibly put
in
it?
There.
And I literally looked at you. I was like, is that your mother's order? I'm like, is that your mother's order? Tea with a side of diabetes, please.
No. So here's the funny thing. if you could taste this right now, there's zero sugar in it. That's why we have to say it like that. Because if you just say, can I have a tea, like, sweet, they don't put anything in it. And this has nothing. And you heard her order it. There's no sugar in here.
She's like, I want you to take all the sugar cane and stuff and count it into
it. I think that someone needs to train them on how the sugar consistency. Like, if you have a bigger cup, yeah, you're going to need a little bit more sugar. If I get a small, this would be the perfect amount of sugar.
You're right. You're true.
If I get a medium, you might have to put a teaspoon and a half of sugar. A long
quantities.
They got, like, I can't quantities with her facial expressions tonight.
Anyway, back to dress regret. We're like off. We're like dress regret, the comparison trap. Social media makes it very easy to second guess your choice, which is very true. That's what I was saying to you. I feel like now these days there's more content on weddings. There's more content on all things bridal, and like, it's just hard when you're sitting there and you're scrolling. Say you're looking for like flower inspiration or whatever, or like seating chart inspiration, you're just gonna get like saturated with all these dresses.
Agreed.
You know? Yeah. And it's hard. It's like the fear of settling. I feel like so many girls are like afraid of settling.
But do you think that it's just a matter of maybe some girls are just indecisive? Like, did you have dress regret?
I didn't have dress regret, no.
Regret.
No, I didn't have dress regret. But like I said, I feel like that was 2019. Like, it wasn't I feel like it really wasn't the way it was. Like, I feel like wedding, I'm saying content creators weren't a thing back then. Mm-hmm. Now that they're more of a thing now, you're seeing much more wedding content on,
oh my God, there's so
social
much
media
there's
from
so much
the content creators, which is amazing. But I do think that it's getting girls to second guess.
I mean, yes, I could see that.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, I have like a very conflicting feeling about this, because I'm like, on one hand, are you actively looking? Like, why are you not just, it's like, is the grass always greener?
Right. Is the grass always greener? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
No, or, you know. That's
isn't
what,
that literally what
do you
they
think that's why you...
Literally. Isn't that what they train us? I'm never going to say that word again. Isn't that what they say to us when we're kids? Like,
yeah.
You ask for something, yeah, and your mom right would be like, excuse me, the grass isn't always greener. Why do they have that across the street? My neighbors have this. I have... Like, you know what I mean? So
no, I
what
get it
is it? Why are you not happy with the decision that you made?
No.
Are these girls indecisive? Or is it really like... Because we have had a couple of girls come in with dress regret. And I'm like, I get very panicky when they come in with that.
I know.
It's usually like a couple of weeks later when you're like, oh shit, there's literally nothing. I'm not saying it again. There's nothing we can do.
I'm going to count one day.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I'm a bitch. And then when I go ahead and put a fucking reel up about you saying literally, it's my little fucking hair reel that you did.
I'll do it.
Ho.
That hair reel was adorable.
No, it was hilarious. Wait. Is that, do you think that's why?
Don't
do you
piss
think,
off the editor.
No, I won't. Do you think the rise of the second dress, do you think that's why?
I love a second dress.
No,
get a second dress.
I wish, well, yeah, but then you're going to
get a second dress.
I wish I got a second dress now that, like, I look back on my
I don't
wedding
even know how you didn't have a second dress. I think we talked about this.
I know, I do too. But I wasn't like, I feel like I was, I don't know why I didn't. You should have fucking sold me a second dress. You should have been like, bitch, get a second dress.
I had a second dress.
But do you think, so many girls have second dresses now. I'm seeing three.
Honestly, I would have had three or four.
I'm seeing three.
If I could have. I hated my second dress.
I liked your second dress. It wasn't like your first dress, but I liked it. It was
like
totally different.
There's so many dresses now that I'm like, oh my God, I wish this was
here. Oh my God, yeah. There's so many dresses now. Is mine still here? Is that it right there?
Yeah, but it's not active. It's discontinued.
Did someone get it? You should retire it. You should put it in a frame on the wall.
Retire it. Mine's like
with
gone.
With my wedding date.
I don't even know what happened. What happened to our sample of mine? I think we sold it.
That's sad. It's done now, right?
Yeah. But I still have my dress. It's in my...
I still have my dress too. It's in
mine's
box.
Not boxed. Oh, mine's not preserved. It's in the bag from the shop still in the closet.
That's weird.
And it looks brand spanking new.
We should wear our dresses next podcast.
Yours is in a box.
I'll
you can't
the
wear
sample.
The sample. It's not the same.
I'll take it out of the box and wear it.
Oh, all right.
Anyway.
What the hell was it? Was that a cookie?
Anyway, did you see? Okay, first of all, plus size history. One of the best movies of all time is...
I'm done.
Hairspray. What?
Go ahead.
Hairspray.
This is pissing me off too.
Did you see Hairspray, Tracy Turnblad.
What a disgrace.
Brilliant fucking movie. What a disgrace. I love the movie Hairspray. My sister Maggie's obsessed with it. I watched it really. I sat down and watched it for the first time. The one with Zac Efron and that John Travolta was in it. He was Tracy Turnblad's mom.
Isn't that the second one?
Yeah, it was.
What's the original?
I like the original one too, but the second one is just like Zac Efron. Like, hello, come on.
I mean, fine, but I'm all about the original.
Okay, yes, fine. That's fine. But,
and by the way, Tracy Turnblad was still plus size.
You know who's playing fucking Tracy Turnblad?
Thank you, Vogue.
No, we didn't even say Gigi Hadid is Tracy Turnblad.
Yes, but it was a Vogue thing. Why are they allowing that to even be a thing? Why are you doing that?
That's the whole part of that movie was like breaking barriers and showing that like plus
it's
size.
It's disgusting. Like how out of touch. How out of touch can you possibly be?
It's so fucking terrible.
To turn the lead, who the movie revolves around who plays the mom? Is she skinny too?
I don't know.
Gianna, look it up. We need to know, Gianna. In the Vogue video for Hairspray, who plays the mother?
Like, I don't understand. What's the premise of the movie then? Because that's what the thing, differences. And then it was all about differences.
About different bodies. Yes,
and then they had the one with Zac Efron, Queen Latifah, mm-hmm. had the African-American dancers up on there. And it was all about like differences and like showing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
It's a disgrace.
Get Anna on the show. Gianna, call her up. Call her people.
She ain't talking to
us. We want her fucking in next week. Welcome back to this episode of Thick and Tired with Courtney Cassidy. Anna Wintour is here with us today. Can you fucking die? No. Instead, we got Sal down at Oakdale Deli coming in talking about
hair.
Fucking meats.
And how not to get hair in your wraps.
Fuck. Anyway, that's my tired. That's actually my fucking tired. My tired is that bullshit. Who is it? Coca-Cola?
Cola's cola. Wait, hold on.
Bring it up on the laptop. Mom? When you edit this, you have to show the pictures.
Okay. I'll edit it.
Show the pictures of the original Hairspray.
Okay. It says Vogue Hairspray video starring model Gigi Hadid left many wondering what happened to the plus size message. I have to tell you.
That's the whole message of the movie.
Yeah. Two core themes of the popular musical and movie, which center on a plus size female character. Vogue's recent homage to Hairspray owes a lot of the hallmarks of the beloved musical, a catchy song, big hairdos, and 1960s fashion.
Jesus.
But many viewers noticed one prominent part of the Broadway show and movie was omitted, plus size people, which means, I'm assuming, that the plus size mom was not there either. This says equality and representation are two core themes of Hairspray, which follows Tracy Turnblad.
Yes.
A self-described pleasantly plump teen in Baltimore in the 1960s as she chases her dream of performing on a TV dance show while also aiming to integrate it. So let me just say something. If you haven't seen Hairspray, the first or the second, please go see it and do not even waste your time watching this trash that Vogue has put out because it is so far just absolutely crazy. Vogue feature is titled Gigi Hadid Can't Stop the Beat, a play on one of the most popular numbers from Hairspray titled You Can't Stop the Beat. In the video, Hadid lip syncs to the song before she is joined by actor Laverne Cox, who is not plus size. Curvy though, but not plus size. Comedian Cole Escola, Gianna's right. Designer Marc Jacobs and model actor dancer Alton Mason. The video, a full 3-minute 17-second version of which is posted on YouTube, mirrors the 1960s aesthetic from the movie and the Broadway show. There's a picture which I could probably screenshot this and put up. I do not see any plus size people. Is pretty terrible. It says sorry, but anyone who knows this is, by the way, on the NBC News. Sorry, but anyone who knows Hairspray knows that it is an insane campaign to not even have not one plus size person in this. What is going on? Said Remy Bader. Okay, let's back up for a second.
No, but we also
Remy Bader is a teeny tiny thing now. She is an influencer. She was a huge plus size influencer and she has lost a ton of weight and she's probably like a size 8 now. So it's interesting that she's talking about this, but whatever, I digress.
It's saying, you know what, everyone's saying that the Gigi Hadid Hairspray video says a lot about the sad state of body inclusivity.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah. It says, Remy Bader, an influencer known for promoting body positivity to her millions of social media followers, wrote Thursday on her Instagram story, "It's wild because I'm literally a plus-size model who played Tracy Turnblad three times." But she's, Remy Bader is not a plus size.
Who is she?
I think I've
seen her.
Remy Bader is, in my opinion, is not a plus size person anymore. I could be wrong. Maybe she's a size 16.
What is
it? R-E-M-I. Bader, B-A-D-E-R.
Oh, yes.
She has lost a tremendous amount of weight. So I'm surprised. I have to tell you, this actual interview from NBC is a little bit out of touch because, yes, Remy Bader was a plus size influencer. But to me, let me see the picture. Do you have a picture of her up right now?
Yeah.
I don't think Remy Bader is currently a plus-size influencer. No. She's a teeny tiny thing at this point.
Yes.
What could she possibly be? An 8, 10 at max?
No, there's no – she has no – you
there's
can't
– there's no – there's no – so why didn't you get a – like an – like Tess Holliday or – you know, and obviously not everyone knows who Tess Holliday is.
Right.
Or – I don't know. Anybody
what's
else?
What's her name? The –
there's a bunch of people.
She walked in the Victoria's Secret mag – the Victoria's Secret show – what's her fucking name, Corinne?
Oh, you're
she just had
about,
twins.
What's her name? Yeah, she's talking about the yeah. But,
what's her name?
But they're Remy Bader is not.
No,
she's yeah.
She's
my
not.
Point is that I was talking about why didn't they interview? But there could be more to this. I haven't really gotten to the whole.
I don't
thing.
Know. But all I know is that it's. You know, it was built on the idea that beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. Hairspray. That's what it was built on, and everyone, and also, even race. It was all about race and inclusivity and.
Apparently,
it was about segregation and like,
yes,
and, you know,
it
all
had
that
a
shit.
Lot of like,
but now
different
it's like
things.
It's like a slap in the face.
It said that in her Vogue interview, Hadid stated that she grew up doing the musical theater,
okay,
and that she played Amber Von Tussel, which is interesting because isn't that like her nemesis?
Yeah, she's yeah. the twat. She was yeah. The
so Vogue is really our Insta-twat of the week.
Yes, Vogue. Congratulations.
Vogue, congratulations.
You are the Insta-twat of the week.
Yeah.
Go ta-da. Fuck yourself.
I'm going to like
good
like a big
morning,
banner.
Baltimore. Every day's like an open door. My sister Maggie. Wait, hold on. So my sister Maggie that just had the baby.
I almost just spit my tea at
she
you.
She is. Do you know what all that is? It's good morning, Baltimore. Wait, hold on. She's just had a baby and she is obsessed.
Are you calling
spray.
Maggie?
I'm going to call Maggie right now.
Does she know about this? She has to know about
I'm going
to
tell her about it. But Maggie, I don't know if it like would really like, it would have to hit her hard. Hi, little baby. Maggie, I'm on my podcast right now.
Oh, God.
And we're talking about hairspray. Okay. Now, tell
I heard
everybody.
The gasp.
Hairspray is about like body inclusivity and like Tracy Turnblad and stuff like that. Guess Vogue just did a whole big and segregate yes and inter yes Vogue just did a whole big story about it and guess who's playing Tracy Turnblad? Gigi Hadid.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Yeah.
Are they gonna have a fat suit on or something?
No.
Like,
no.
No.
No. And the mom is not
Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, Gigi Hadid. And the mom is somebody else that I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Belle's pissed off too. The baby's
she's pissed off.
Belle's pissed off.
She
too.
Knows.
No. And the mom is another like skinny.
Yeah, it's somebody else.
That's bull crap.
All right. Anyway,
yeah,
just wanted to let you know. All right. Thank you.
It says that there was no. I guess people had reached out to the director.
Listen, nothing's
her
gonna
name
come
is,
of
I'm gonna
it.
Totally butcher this.
It's
Bard. Bardia Zanali, no idea.
You know, people, they're gonna call it riveting and Anna's a genius. Fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck everyone.
Is it riveting?
I mean, come on. I'm so over it. I want to watch How I Want to Get Home now.
Let's,
it's a fantastic movie. It's a fantastic movie.
If you haven't seen it,
John Travolta is the
one. I
want to
make the kids watch the original.
Yes. Well, John Travolta is in the remake of it.
Yes.
Which the remake of it
he's
is
the mother.
It's excellent. He's the mom and it is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's,
didn't he like gain weight for the movie?
No, he definitely probably wore like a,
I don't know.
Like,
I
no,
think they said that
no.
he had. Are you sure?
Yes, it was definitely a lot of makeup and prosthetics. And
well, see, that's a controversial thing too because people don't want people wearing fat suits. They think it's insulting. There's like a whole movie revolving around. What about Gwyneth Paltrow and Shallow Hal?
Oh, let's talk
There's
about that next.
A lot.
That's a good.
Let's talk about that next. Let's, I'm gonna write that
because that's
down.
A whole thing. All right. Anyway, so another thing I wanted to talk about. Is we can't because it's over. We're an hour and 19 minutes.
We're okay.
Thick and tired. My thick this week is my daughter's fourth birthday is coming up. and we are planning a Paw Patrol themed birthday party.
Paw Patrol!
And every day she wakes up, she asks, is it her birthday yet? I said, no, little Aww. Bitch, it is not your birthday yet. Your birthday is on April 16th. Your birthday party is on April 13th. We have about 40 kids coming to Nana's Wonderland, which is very small for
me. I didn't get an invitation.
You want to come to the jump in the ball pit?
Absolutely not.
And get pissed on? Because kids will probably pee in there? I don't know.
What?
No, they won't. I'm just saying. Like, it's a bunch of fucking toddlers. No, they're not going to pee in there. No, they don't. They're all... No, stop. And my tired...
Fucking...
I have to say what my tired is. Being addicted to my fucking phone. I know this is my tired... I feel like this is my tired...
You've done this a couple times.
I know, but because it's real... No, fuck you. It's... No, I'm getting old. Like, I can't take it anymore. The minute I wake up, I check my phone. It's like, I'm constantly on it. And I can't... Like, I just don't want to do it anymore.
This is the world...
I know.
That we live in.
I know, but
and yes,
I,
you should, if you can, you probably should monitor your screen time.
No, my screen time is a full-time job every day.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I'm on mine a lot, too.
It's trash.
And then I'm editing the other
Well,
time.
Yeah, fuck that. I could never do that. Thank God I don't do that. I'm just a talent.
We would have no podcast.
No, absolutely not.
So, my tired, I'm going to get shit for this. I have a neighbor.
They're not going to listen. Are they listening to your fucking podcast, your neighbor?
I don't think so. Anyway, he has these Christmas lights and I'm just like, but they're still on. So now he's changing them for like every holiday that we go into. And I know it's a ridiculous thing, but this one tree, it's funny because Sydney has this thing with Christmas lights on trees where they have to go all the way up the tree. Like, she doesn't like when they stop, like, at just the bark part. It's very weird. You have to... Maybe I'll bring her on and tell her to explain. Right,
wait,
Gianna?
Wait. You're tired?
So my tired is...
Is your neighbor has beautiful Christmas lights still up?
It's not... They're not Christmas lights, though. They're, like, those LED modern technology, weird changing color. Like, they're not, like, pretty, beautiful Christmas lights. They're, like, kind of tacky. I'm just overseeing them. Every time I come down my block, his tree is like, I'm telling you, the aliens are seeing this tree from space.
Is it like the National Lampoon's?
It's
Christmas Vacation,
yes.
where across
so
the street.
So it's just the bottom bark, and it's like wrapped around the
it's
tree.
It's just one
like,
tree?
No, it's the tree. There's a whole thing on the bolt, two garage doors. There's the windows are done. And it's like every holiday he changes it. So right now I think it's a fucking shamrock.
And it's going to be pastel now for Easter?
Which is fine. I have our soffit lights are green for, you know, St. Patrick's Day. Like, we change them. Like, but Paul leaves them white and then I'll change them like the day of the holiday. Which is fine. But the tree, I don't even care about the garage. The tree is so aggressive.
Do you have a picture
of
this?
I don't.
FaceTime me tonight. Let me see.
I'm going to show it to you. As soon as you turn down my block, you're like, what is that? What if someone came, like, there must be like the Amazon or like the DoorDash people probably turn on my block and they're like, what's that shining star?
Are you guys like, are you guys having like a petition about this?
No, I mean, I'm whatever. It's fine. I'm just like.
Wow. You're a big bitch, huh?
I'm not.
So you're tired is the big tree on the block.
I'm just like, it's so tacky. I know. I sound like an asshole. Maybe I'm cranky. I am getting my period.
No, it's fine. I'm cranky.
And my thick is that, you know what? My thick right now, what does everyone think about my hair? let's talk about this.
Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about me. So I put more blonde in my hair and I toned down my red a little bit to make it more like a strawberry blonde. But I think I'm going to go back to my red. So
I like
have
red.
An appointment tomorrow to go back to my regular red.
Is she pissed?
No, she loves me and I love her. She was a bride and I just like love her to death.
Okay. What dress did she get?
She got the Essence of Australia, the all satin off the shoulder. Beautiful.
I'm always so
She's
curious to see
girl.
What kind of dress everyone gets. It's like 101 Dalmatians. Like, does your dress
her
fit
dress
your personality?
Was like timeless and elegant. I think she had, did she have a second dress? Not from here. I feel like she had a second one. I have to ask her that when I see her. She's like the sweetest girl. I love going to her. We have great conversations. I can totally like bitch her. So my lash girl, that's my thick.
So
I'm changing
my
thick.
Girl?
My thick is my lash girl, my color girl, and my hairdresser.
And now you're
my hair cutter. Dom, Tabitha, and Natasha.
Oh, Dom, Tab, and Tosh. And then Karen.
They're so sweet. I can literally tell these people anything. They probably are like, this girl's crazy. But
I literally just talk the whole time.
I am very chatty today.
You are so fucking, and I am not. My, how the tides have turned.
It'll be hysterical if we get more views than we've ever gotten, though.
I'll quit.
Will you die?
Would
you just die?
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
I will have a crisis and probably go to therapy.
Could you imagine? Corinne's got 1,000 views this week.
Bring more of Corinne! Shut the girl with the curly hair the fuck up! It will just be fucking you then. You'll just sit there.
I'll just sit there and bitch.
That's it.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be cranky. I'm upset that I was so angry before.
No, you're not. No, it's listen, as a small business owner, you have the right to vent. You do. You know what I mean? And it's
like, we need a Facebook group.
And you get it.
To complain about nasty customers. Oh, well. To warn other businesses they're coming.
They're coming for you.
Hide your children. Grab your torch and pitchforks, they're coming. And on that note,
well, we will see you next Tuesday. Da-da-da-da. Thank you so much for joining us.